Their names are often not known to the world. However, the people they represent are some of the biggest stars on screen. Today, we go behind the scenes for a dangerous yet thrilling line of work. It's this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Dana He won a gold medal in Taekwondo at the 1988 Olympic Games. When she came home, she decided to use her athleticism to become a Hollywood stuntwoman. She says being athletic helps, but she still had plenty to learn.
Martial arts for film is a heck of a lot different than what we do for real martial arts, so it's actually a learning process there, too.
In reality, she says movie makers had her performing little Taekwondo on film. The real need was for things like barroom brawls. It's a job that has her working with top-flight actresses.
If I'm the stunt double for the actress, we're there to make our actresses look good.
Some actresses say they do their own stunts. That may be close to true in some cases.
Some actresses will do more than others. Jennifer Garner, for example. Gina Davis was amazing on The Long Kiss Goodnight. She did some really hair-raising stuff that she could have been killed in. I'm surprised productions allow them to do it because literally if they get hurt, their whole production goes down.
Today she still does some work in film, but she is pursuing something she feels more fulfilling.
When I had done my Hollywood thing and I was looking for a change and trying to find something that would feel more rewarding. I mean, Hollywood's great, but it's a very superficial, self-satisfying world. So after I accomplished what I meant to accomplish in Hollywood, I was like, I want to do something else where I feel like I can give back to the community. And that's when I remembered speaking for United Way.
In some ways, she says speaking has been the biggest challenge, a new career for her to learn and conquer, much as she did as an Olympian and stuntwoman. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.